for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Arizona homeowners, welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the House, where we come together every Saturday morning for the purpose of answering any question you might have about your Arizona house, home, castle, or cabin. Join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll put you right in touch with the broadcast studio or my wife, sweet Jennifer, will take your call. I'm here in studio with my co-host, oldest son, Romy Romero, and my youngest daughter, Carol Grace. Thanks for joining us here this morning. She's been a part of the show the last few months. And I want you, Miss Carol, to particularly listen to this hour's broadcast. You in particular. Because one of the soapboxes I'm going to get on this hour is careers in construction. Now, you graduated college without a penny of college debt. Congratulations for that. And all the work you put into that. Good job.
Thank you. You also made that very possible for me.
We have a report in our hands right here. Listen to me. Listen, folks. If you know someone that's been put out of work due to COVID, hey, I've been building and remodeling in Arizona since 1972. And I'm going to tell you, without a second's hesitation, we have never been under a larger demand for skilled labor ever since I've been in this business. And Wall Street Journal, on Tuesday, workers abandon careers in hospitality, with hospitality industry spiking to a 40% unemployment rate at one time in this COVID pandemic. If you're one of those people that have lost your job, the construction science industry is begging for your attention. There's a report by Klein Tools. And Klein Tools is an American-manufactured tool company in the Midwest. They did a report that says just our need for electricians, we're 250,000 electricians short today. And if trends continue, by 2050, we're going to be 500,000 electricians short of what's needed just to support the power grid and infrastructure in our great nation, America. So if you know anybody that's currently unemployed, first have them call Rosie on the House Remodeling. We are dying for my little remodeling company. We can't start another job. We cannot commit to starting another job until sometime in about July or August. That's how backed up we are with people. Now, if you're listening and you've currently signed a contract with us, don't worry. We got you covered. I'm talking for anyone who hasn't called us yet. We're that backed up. We are dying for a remodeling superintendent that's committed to maintaining our perfect 100% referral rate. So that's one job that's waiting for you out there. There's 250,000 electrician jobs out there waiting for you. What does an electrician make in Arizona? Well, I can tell you it's going to be pretty easy in the world of electricians to get to $20 an hour. That's $40,000 a year. You show yourself with good communication skills, good organizational skills, and some leadership, you're going to move up the ladder really quick. You're going to be put in a company truck. You're going to be given a company phone. And you're going to be making something in the neighborhood of $40,000 or $50,000 pretty quick. Plumbers, you're going to add about another $5,000 to $8,000 on top of that. These are good paying jobs in the construction science industry. And in particular, we've got an event coming up that I want to bring a special guest into the broadcast. Let's bring Miss Carol into the conversation. Miss Carol, board of directors for the National Association of Women in Construction. Y'all've got a Women in Construction Week coming up. And boy, I'd sure like you to do anything you could to promote gals to join this event. Good morning, Miss Carroll.
Good morning. And just to be clear, I'm only the board of directors here in the Phoenix chapter.
Okay. All right. To be clear. Well, I love what I'm seeing on this agenda. Talk through when this week occurs. I want you in particular to talk to my daughter sitting here in the studio this morning, Carol. Talk to all the women out there. We are starving for women in our industry.
Yeah, Women in Construction Week starts March 7th and goes through the 13th. There are chapters across the country that have anywhere from 20 to probably 150 members. And the plan is to promote women in construction, let people know that we're out here, get companies to realize that when they're only looking at men for positions, that they're missing half of the employable people in the country. So we want more women in the construction industry.
Just talk a little bit about your keynote speaker.
Oh, sure.
I mean, she's a dynamo.
Katie Hayden Perry is the VP of Hayden Building Corp here in Phoenix, and she's actually a keynote for a virtual event, the ENR Build Tech, and we're piggybacking on that so that our members and wannabe members can attend it for free. Just go up to our NAWIC Phoenix website and go to the events page. So it is nawicphoenix.org, by the way.
N-A-W-I-C.
I-C. Phoenix.
Connect, collaborate, and construct. National Association of Women in Construction. Women in Construction Week, March 7th through 13th. Live participation, virtual participation, classes. Talk to someone whose ear we've caught their attention. What are they going to get out of this week? What will they see?
Absolutely. We start off our week doing a project. We've put together a coloring book, power. Basically, it's a girl power coloring book contest, although there will be boys smattered through it as well, to encourage the elementary children to consider construction as a career. Mostly, we're focusing on the girls in this particular coloring book simply because the boys have always gotten coloring books with construction. And this way they can see some role models when they're young that are actually working there. We've got probably 30 photos that were taken and turned into coloring sheets, some crossword puzzles, and other types of
And that's the catch activities. The attention of the particularly younger generation. And I see you're going to have a golf clinic as well. That's hilarious. I love it.
Yes. The golf clinic is so that women who are rising in the ranks in the industry can actually enjoy golf rather than being embarrassed about golf when the guys actually are golfing with them. In this particular case, it's a pitching clinic so that our short game can be honed, because we find that a lot of the guys like to hit it off the tee a mile and then they don't do as well on their short game. So we're hoping that that will help some of our members to really show the talent that we all have. We can all golf. We can all do construction.
All right, Ms. Carroll, how would anyone find out more about Women in Construction Week, March 7th through 13th?
Yeah, there's a hashtag on social media, #WICWEEK2021. And whether they're here in Phoenix or down in Tucson or up in Flagstaff or out in Yuma, following that hashtag will actually give you information. We also have NAWIC Phoenix as a hashtag And of course, go to the website, both locally and nationally. Nationally is just nawic.org.
Miss Carol, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and making women in particular aware of this organization, National Association of Women in Construction. That organization should be 50 times bigger than it is. Thanks, Miss Carol.
Thank you so much, Rosie. You have a terrific day.
We're going to have a great day.
You know, speaking of golf, you know the difference between a golf ball and a car? Tiger can drive a golf ball 400 yards.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Too soon?
Yeah, maybe a little too soon. Maybe a little too soon.
Oh. And I'll say one thing about golf in the construction industry. I've never learned to golf. When a guy says, hey, let's go golf and talk about it, I say, well, would you mind go fishing? Let's go fishing. Hey, when we get back, it's more at Rosie on the House.